I not muted him. Okay.
No.
You know that the Lord gave us this time together, and I'm going to read a couple of verses from Luke 22. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And of course, this is a time we have a remembrance, and hopefully everyone here was prepared before we came, and that you're not going to get, you might not get a great blessing from what I'm going to say. So hopefully you got a blessing before the meeting started. But the part about giving thanks, I thought was, the Lord was not ready to go to Gethsemane, and yet he gave thanks, and then he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And I was reading a commentary this week about, and Chief Campbell Morgan mentioned that the Lord meant this to be an emotional time. And I don't mean, you know, raising your hands unless you feel that's you. But he meant it to be an emotional time. And he mentioned that, what do you think about when you look at your photograph of somebody on your wall and you have emotions about it? Most of the pictures we have are pictures that give us really sweet memories. I wanted to show you a couple of my pictures. I don't know if you can see this one. This is my son, Robbie, and his grandpa, Grandpa Dave. That suit there was a suit that my father-in-law purchased. Robbie dragged him out to get a new suit before his marriage. He took him to some expensive Italian suit place, and he said about $800 for that suit.
Wow.
And when they're walking out, he said, "Man," he goes, "you got to bury me in this suit from what it cost." And when Dave passed away, Robbie drove back to this house I'm living in now, picked up that suit and took it to the mortuary.
Wow.
And they buried him in that suit.
Wow.
So I have these great memories, you know, thinking back in the past. This is my saintly mother-in-law, Carol, with Dave. This woman raised three wonderful daughters, and I'm glad to be part of that family. You all know who they are, and you know how she did it, I don't know. This picture here is one of my very sweet pictures of my two oldest grandsons. Alex, there's 10 years older than Corey. You can't really see, I don't know if you can see Corey's face, but Alex has his arm around him, and this is in the hospital when their brother was being born. And Luke has the sweetest face. It was almost as if he was sitting next to Jesus Christ. I have about 37 more pictures in that room, and I'm not going to go over them, but just the point that, I have all these precious memories around me, and they're just gifts, and Lord is the giver. And I have a lot of things, you know, I'm retired. I get a check, Social Security check every month. I didn't lose my job. And so, but those who are suffering don't need to be excluded from rejoicing, being thankful. This is just a short paragraph from one of Corrie Ten Boom's book. I think we all know who she is, the one who wrote The Hiding Place. She hid Jews in their home and was eventually captured and put in a concentration camp. This is a short paragraph about her and her sister Bessie, who were both in the same camp, Ravenbrook. He said, "Bessie and I talked much with the Lord. Horrible things happened around us. There were days that we said to each other, 'More terrible than today, it cannot be.' But the next day was still more terrible. Despair on all our faces, for there was no salt in any of our meals that day. When you are slowly starving, salt is very important. Several women died that day, one of them the result of a cruel beating. The electric light had failed, and after sunset, we were in deep darkness. I put my arm around Bessie. She spoke about heaven and told me that shortly before we were arrested, she had read about heaven in a booklet by, I'm not going to pronounce this right, Sunhu Sandar Singh. I think he's an Indian. We had a talk with the Lord. He spoke and we listened. Then he listened while we spoke. Then we went to bed under the dirty coat that we used as a blanket. And Bessie said, What a wonderful day we have had. The Lord has shown us so much of himself. Now here you have us who are prospering here in America, pretty much, and then you have these who were in a concentration camp, and they gave thanks to the Lord in spite of what they went through. And just the point that in remembering the Lord, we should be very thankful, and it should be an emotional time, not with maybe waving of hands, but deep inside we should have this thankfulness that just blesses us and causes us to go out into the world and share this wonderful news that we have. So with that, I hope we're all thankful today, and I'm not sure what you do next, Bob.
Well, we celebrate the Lord's table.
Okay.